This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Great to share a few moments with you today. This is Chris Switz in Morning Devotions, looking at happiness. And I said that the modern psychologists tell us that happiness is the cornerstone of psychological wealth. When we feel positive, with new ideas, new hobbies, new relationships, when we're healthy, I guess that's one reason why volunteers are so happy. They're serving others with no thought of reward. The problem is that most of us don't know how to be happy, how to stay happy. We think that more money will make us happy, and we've already found that not to be true. Everyone thinks that 10% more income would just take care of the finances, just 10%. But it really isn't that way at all. Most of us have had a raise and found that money is easily just eaten away. It disappears. So neither will having something we really want. Just think about the last thing you wanted and purchased, whether it was a TV or a boat or clothes or tickets, car or a house. It may have brought temporary pleasure, but I would say it never brings lasting happiness, because things themselves cannot make us happy, because there'll always be something more tempting us down the line. Think of the story in the Bible of David and Bathsheba. Here is David, king of Israel, with wives, concubines and many children. He's got everything, but he wanders out into his balcony one day and desires someone that he cannot have, and he wants her all the more. What does he do? There's adultery, deception, murder, because Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, refuses to sleep with his wife and while his companions are on the battlefield. So David had everything, but he was tempted to want more, and there's a sense that we'll always be tempted to want more. I think what we've got to learn is to appreciate what we've already got. The antidote to greed is contentment. And again, the Bible describes it very well. The Apostle Paul explains it in Philippians 4:12. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I think the first thing we need to do is practice this art of gratitude. We call it an attitude of gratitude. It helps us to live happy lives. Wanting and appreciating what we have is the first step toward contentment. I'll never forget when Christopher Reeve was first paralyzed, the actor, of course, who played Superman. He went into this deep depression, a man who knew what it was to be content with what he had. But he was able to become a brilliant spokesperson for people with spinal cord injuries. And so there it was. He said that life now was good for him. But every night before you go to bed, write down and say out aloud, I think, five things that you're grateful for that day. Make a list. And you can be reminded that way, I think, in a very practical way, that you're thankful for them rather than taking them for granted. So happiness is not so much a state that's achieved once and for all and we've got it. Happiness is a process, more of a process than a place. In John chapter 10, verse 10 in the scripture, Jesus talked about having an abundant life. And he wasn't talking about the abundance of things or possessions or monetary resources. He was talking about internal resources. The first thing of these is to give up negativity. It's the practice that is in the mind. I mean, Paul again says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do you think that Christopher Reeve, for example, really wanted to spend the rest of his life in a wheelchair? Well, of course he didn't. He was active. He rode horses. He played with his children. But tragedy struck that man. He didn't wallow in self-pity. He chose abundant life and was able to write and to speak and to do so much, even though there was this paralysis. So you and I have much to be thankful for in this life. Let's stop complaining. In Proverbs it says, chapter 17, verse 22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Let's not miss out on what life's all about. Let's practice having a joyful heart. Heavenly Father, these are truths that we need to grapple with in the midst of every day. Give us patience and courage, Lord, and help us to learn what true happiness is. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.